blessed eternal Father, we want to thank you for sparing our lives to see the beginning of another week. Thank you for taking us through this just concluded week and the challenges, Lord, therein. Thank you for giving us testimonies that you are on our side. We are grateful to you for your cares, your provision, your healing hands, your protection, your guidance, your favor, your blessing. Thank you for meeting our needs, answer to our prayers, the blessing we receive in your house, in reading your word, in prayer, as individuals and as families. We are grateful to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us to your house again this morning. Thank you, Master Savior, for you have asked us to come, and you said in your word that whosoever comes unto me, I will no wise cast out. We have come to no man, but unto you, the author of life, the giver of life. And you have said in your word that I have come that they might have life, and they might have life abundantly. Thank you. This is what we have come for: abundant life, eternal life in abundance. Lord, blessings, deliverances, healings, baptism of the Holy Ghost, higher grant in you, more revelation and faith, Lord, to follow you. Conviction by the power of your Spirit that we might repent from our sinful ways and surrender ourselves to you. We have come to meet with you. We don't want to come as at other times. Although we have come in the condition that we are, but we are trusting you that we will not leave this place the same way we came, but that we will leave this place better. Speak to our heart. Give us understanding. Lord, open our eyes and inspire your word to us. Let your word benefit us, Lord. The entire service of the day, Lord Jesus, may you fellowship with us. May we fellowship with you. May you prove yourself to be alive in our midst from now until the service closes and the rest of our days. Thank you, eternal Father. All the glory and honor will be yours, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We welcome ourselves again to the house of the Lord as we open the Bible to Revelation chapter 1, right from verse our usual scripture. Revelation chapter 1, we read verse 20. Verse 16 to 20, And then we read him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death, the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, of the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Chapter 3, verse 14. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, this thing saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. You can please be seated while we read Revelation chapter 10, verse 1 to 7. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the heart lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophet. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. By the grace of God, we continue with events preceding the revelation. Events preceding the revelation of the seven seals. We started last Sunday with those events. Those events are testimonies to the authenticity of the message the prophet preached on the revelation of the seven seals. Praise be to God. So this morning, how many of us went through the sermon, SARS? Is this the sign of the end? God bless you. God bless you. All right. No problem. At least we are here. We are meeting together. God bless you. How many of those dreams did we talk about last Sunday? How many? We spoke about four dreams, but it was on the fourth that we stopped. Abby? All right. We talked about Brother Jackson's dream that he had about Brother Abraham. We talked about Brother Billah's dream that he had about Brother Abraham. We talk about Sister Connie's dream that she had about Brother Abraham. And so, the next dream is what we want to talk about. Praise be to God. But I will do well to repeat a little bit of Sister Collins' dream, so that we can blend a few things together here. Abraham made us to know that both the dreams of Brother Jackson, the dream of Brother Billah, they spoke of the same thing. In fact, all the six dreams were speaking of the same thing. And all the six of them were symbolic. There was none of them that was a direct dream. Amen. How then did Abraham know that those dreams were speaking of him? The critics will talk. But you, as a believer, what is your answer? The dream was symbolic. The dream was talking about a river flowing. It's still not talking about cattle being hurt, hop the hill, talking about somebody on the mountain took a crowbar, cut off the head of a rock, and he has them to be looking at that. What is the meaning of that? It has been given to us by the same prophet from the Bible. We have examples in the Bible where dreams were divinely, dreams that were symbolic, were divinely interpreted by vindicated prophets. Amen. We saw the it was before Nebuchadnezzar. He had a dream and he has forgotten the dream. The dream was bothering him. He couldn't remember a single element of the dream. He called for the magicians. He called for the astrologers and all the people that he has trained for the purpose when he will need some, you know, their help when it comes to supernatural intervention. Like that. Because the dream that he had was supernatural. It was not plain. It was symbolic. God was going to prove himself. Was going to showcase Daniel that I have a prophet in your midst. And they wanted, those other people could not give him answer. They were telling him, tell us the dream now. He told them, I can't remember the dream. No king has ever asked for this kind of thing. You will, at least you will tell us your dream and give us a little thing to work with. But he told them that I can't remember anything. Aren't you wise people? You should be able to go into the supernatural and bring the thing out. That's what he was asking them to do. Then they told him that no king has ever asked for this. If you cannot tell us what your dream is, then we can't give you the interpretation. Then he told them that, how will I believe your interpretation if you cannot tell me the dream that I cannot remember? You see a hidden king. And many of us, we have dreams. We will just go to people, or you go and take dreams, books that interpret dreams. You'll be interpreting your dream there. Well, it's just an act of unbelief. It's just as simple as that. No man that is not a vindicated prophet can interpret dream and bring God's mind out of it. Because when God speaks by symbol, he has a message that he's trying to pass across. And the prophet told us, when there is no vindicated prophet on the land, he will not speak to his people by symbol. How do we know that? The prophet told us that. And did he bring that one from the blues? No, from the scripture. In the time of Joseph, there was no prophet on the land. Just John the Baptist hasn't been born also. Are you with me? Even John the Baptist then has already been told by the angel Gabriel, has just gone to tell the father, a child will be born like this. And when Mary was pregnant and Joseph saw it, he wanted to, you know, secretly separate from from Mary, because he didn't want to bear the responsibility. How this pregnancy came, though you told me you are a decent girl, it was too unusual for Joseph to believe it. Oh, I was a believer, but am I going to carry this body? To explain it to people would be very difficult. He wanted to separate himself privily. And then the Lord came to him. There was no prophet in the land, and God spoke to him plainly. The angel told him plainly. See, if anybody is not going to believe Abraham, the person is destined to perish. Simple. Is destined to perish or not a part of the bride. Because, of course, I'm talking about among us here. The person is destined to perish. Because the denomination, the foolish virgin, won't see this we are talking about. They won't have the knowledge of it. And you that you have knowledge of it, you better make use of it for the betterment of your soul.
Because to whom much is given,
much is required.
Do you think a teacher will labor in the class? I'm a teacher in the school. Do you think a teacher will labor in the class, try to talk and explain and do it and sweat it out and give you notes? He's going to set his exam by the thing that he has taught you. Even if you give you an example, very simple example, when the exam will come, it will be difficult. It won't be as simple because he wants you to apply your, he wants to see your understanding of what he has taught you. He'll give you a series of examples, but when he's going to give you an exam, he will change the type of, he will change the type of example he has given to you. The same thing, but he raised it higher to test your IQ. It's not wicked. That is his job, is to bring something out from you to show whether you really know what he has taught you. And he has his marking guide that he has tailored towards the questions to help you to. And at the end of the day, by the time he collects your script, he look at it in the light of his marking scheme. If you have found one thing, he marks you down. If it is one you are to get, he gives you one. A sincere teacher. If it's 2 years to get, you get. If it's 5 years to get, he gives you 5. To whom much is given, much is expected from us. We that are here. And so, the angel came to Joseph and said, take to Mary. That Mary that you see that is pregnant is from the Holy Ghost. She did not flirt. She did not do this. Take her unto yourself and don't touch her until she has given birth to the first child. Divine instruction. She did not need anybody to come and interpret the dream to her. Correct, straightforward. He woke up and carried out the instruction of the angel from Jehovah. He didn't need no doubt to know nothing. What does this dream mean? Take Mary, Joseph, thou son of what? Of David. Take Mary, your wife, to yourself. The pregnancy in her is from the Holy Ghost. She does not flirt. Don't touch her until that baby in her womb is delivered. Because he's a savior of the world. He will save his people from their sin. And his name shall be called Jesus. Direct. And when he was born also, and there was Herod, he wanted to kill him, the angel came to Joseph again and gave him direct dream and spoke to him, not symbolic. If symbolic dream was given to Joseph, where was the prophet that will interpret it? No prophet. He will be confused. He will not be able to know what to do. Maybe instead of running for safety, he will go and fall into the hand of the person that will kill the child. God is not a confusionist. There's a level of my wife's language I can understand as much as we have stayed together. There's a level of, if she speaks of that, we say, what are you talking about? Are you getting me? So if we are discussing in the family and she begins to pour the conk part of her language, she's not talking to me, oh. Is she talking to me? No. She knows my level of understanding of the language now. So she will not begin to speak to me in the, I will not tell her that, what is this that I have done? Oh, you can't imagine. That is why, for you to understand too, God is not a God of confusion. When a tongue is spoken in human language, is interpreted. It's interpreted. When somebody is here and an Igbo man is speaking and you are a Yoruba man and God is trying to speak to you and he's inspired somebody speaking in Igbo. An Igbo brother that is there, God will inspire him and will tell you that I'm an Igbo. That what the brother just said is this. Are you with me? Or God can speak directly to you through an Hausa brother or a Fulani Christian brother.
that cannot speak one single Yoruba, what can inspire him or her to speak directly to you? That's why Brother Paul said, when you speak in tongue and you do interpret, he said, keep quiet. He said, keep your mouth shut because you are a barbarian. Who you are talking to does not understand what you are saying. God is not a Confucianist. So he will not send dream to you as a person. If you have a symbolic dream and you don't know a prophet that is vindicated, and you have not heard that this prophet that be interpreting symbolic dream that has been coming to pass, go and carry that dream, meet pastor. Pastor will pray for you. That's the end of it. To be cracking your brain about this dream. God will not give you dream that will give you a headache. He will not speak to you in the language that you don't. If he's telling you to go and do something and he's speaking to you in a symbolic dream and there is no problem to interpret, then no, he's not God talking to you. For you to know how God, science has also, learned from God, there are apps today that can interpret a German language to your language. Are you with me? Yes. If you even go to Google AI and you screenshot a Japanese word, screenshot it, put it on Google camera, whatever, put it there and just type and say interpret in text, it will just tell you the meaning of those things that are there. How much more the Almighty God? How much more the Almighty God? So the dreams that came to Brother, that those people had, they were speaking about one man. And Brabra being a prophet of God, because we have already established that this man that is the seventh angel messenger will be a prophet, because he will interpret the word of God. Revelation of God so will come to him. Because that is the office of a prophet, especially a major messenger, to interpret. That is why these people have symbolic dreams, all talking about him. Praise be to God. Alright? Notice immediately after that, Sister Collins, are you here? That was the paragraph 143. Thank you. Sister Collins dreamed a dream of being here at the church, and there was a wedding fixing to take place. And when she did, she saw the bridegroom coming, perfect, but the bride wasn't yet perfect. Yet it was the bride. Now that's the church. And there was a little communion, a service going on here, like a dinner being set. And it kind of got next to her, because that Brother Nebi was serving a dinner in the church. But she said it was the best food that she had ever seen. She was so hungry, but she thought maybe that in the dream that he shouldn't serve it. And she and Brother Willard were going to go up to the ranch house and eat. And when they did, the light on the right hand side went out. Now you know what that is. Now that's the interpretation the Rabbi is talking about there. Only that he didn't talk. Now the food, the bride isn't perfect, but the bridegroom is perfect. The bride is not perfect yet. Watch. This was before the revelation of the seven seals. This was before Abraham preached the thanksgiving. Are you getting me? Because the food that will make the bride perfect was the one that they were seeing dream about, that will be brought forth through the preaching of revelation of the seven seals. But the food that was being given was the literal food. It is the spiritual food that you've been having all along. Let me stop here on that fourth dream, just a moment. Do you not remember Brother Sothman, Brother Bankswood, when we were out in Arizona last year, when we were out hunting javelina hogs, and the Lord spoke, don't you know the things he done perfectly, showing what will come to pass as we went along the road? Is that right? You two brethren say amen. The two brethren say amen. Never misses. And I saw a vision while we were driving. One day, a vision of the Lord came to me, and I was getting ready to. That was not the seventh vision that followed the sixth dream, so. But this is about these other two brothers. The vision of the Lord came to me, and I was getting ready to. At that time, when I was
when I come back home to go overseas, and when I went overseas, well, I saw on the ship, side of the sea, where the ship went out, and there were a little short man there, and he said, I have prepared a boat for you, but Abraham. And it was a little bitty canoe, about a foot long, but it was snow white. And he said to me, this is for you to cross in. I said, it isn't sufficient. He said, it will go 40 miles an hour, up and down this way. That's up and down the bank. But I said, it won't take me across. And then he looked down, he said, go like they go. And I looked, and there was Brother Fred Sussman and Brother Banksu sitting in a canoe painted green with some camping rigging in the back of it. Brother Banks with a torn up hat like this. Brother Fred with his pinched on the bill. And he said, go look them. Go like them. I said, no, I won't. And this man said to them, the little man said, are you both men? Brother Banks said, yes. Brother Fred said, yes. But I said, you are not. I'm a boatman. And he knew I couldn't go just for that. I am sure I wouldn't go that way. Say, won't you go with them? I said, no, no. Well, I turned. And when I did, the little man at the dock turned out to be my good brother, Brother Agambright. And I went back in this vision, and there was a little long building. And then a voice said to me, and all of you remember this, or many of you, a voice said to me, bring in food, store eating. That's the only way to keep them here, is give them food. And I had brought in great brick barrels full of the prettiest carrots and the prettiest vegetables and things I ever seen. Do you remember now by the vision? Now, and I told you later what the interpretation was. I was supposed to go to Zurich, Switzerland, with Brother Agambright for 5 nights meeting. I told the brethren before it happened, I will not go. And I was down with Brother Wetch Evans down there when it gives the interpretation. When it gave the interpretation. See, the capital IT. That's speaking about the Holy Ghost. One night, I believe Brother Wedge came and got me. We were going on a fishing trip. I said, Brother Agambright was calling me. I said, all right, here it is. They are going to pull me off. How many times? Now, through Brother Minor, he is one of the finest friends. But sometimes, if they think you are going to preach something that is against their doctrine, they just say you are going to be there to get your friends there. You know, they were diplomatic. Brother Agamemnon called me up and said, Brother Abraham, just what the Spirit said. Say, you come on, bring your wife with you. Say, because you won't have to preach very much. Say, because I think they only got you for one night. And I said, you might not have to preach that one. And I said, no. Well, say, come on, you and your wife, you all come on, see? And if you do, I will take you on a tour. Oh, my wife, your wife, and all of them. We will go up through Switzerland, over through Palestine. I said, no. I had the interpretation. I told Brother Wedge or Brother Fred, that was a dream that Brother Abraham just narrated. Brother Abraham said, I had the interpretation. So I told Brother Wedge or Brother Fredman and them, I will tell you in the morning. But first, my wife has to say something. And when I call her, then she refused to go. I said, here it is. See? Now, that little white boat that was that one meeting, that boat that they had dream about, that was no more than a foot, that the short man said you should cross with, that he said, no, this one is not sufficient. He's giving the interpretation of it. It has to take a prophet. How can you imagine that a boat, white boat, is a meeting? A preaching service. God quotes his mystery. He coded it and he painted it in a form that no matter how wise you are, you can never find the interpretation. God has to make it known to the prophet and tell him this is the meaning of that thing. God has given us a man in our age
to follow. A man that followed Christ. A man that was vindicated beyond any reasonable doubt. Let's believe Malachi 4 with all our hearts. If you have a doubt about it, pray that God will help you. Because there is no other boat that can cross the stormy sea apart from Malachi 4. There is no other train that is passing today that is going to take us through the voyage. They will all derail outside of Malachi 4. Because God is the pilot. He's the driver. He's the sailor. Everything. Follow me as I follow Christ. You see? Now, that little white boat was that one meeting. It is all right to go anywhere, here on the bank with one meeting. But it's not enough. Though it was white and good to call me across sea. Brother Fred and brother there represented in the vision. They represented go as a tourist for fun. But I did not care to do that. And refusing them to be boatmen, it meant they weren't preachers. But I was a preacher. And then the food in this little long building, I did not go overseas and return to this little building. And we make dozens of tapes. The food. We make dozens of tapes of the pyramids and everything to show the people the hour that we are living in. Now compare even that with the others, the dreams. This was a vision, the food. Here it is. This is the place. Notice then what took place. Then immediately after that fourth vision, come on, fourth dream. Fourth dream was told me, upcome a brother panel is here, somewhere right here. And Billy wasn't here, and the man was frantic, is from Bloomington, I believe, on Bedford. A brother says, Lafayette, holding meetings. And he had a dream, and he come down to Brother Wood, and he said, I just can't let this go. I've got to tell it. Got to tell Brother Abraham, it's bothering me. And God knows, not one dream in between them. Just come, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But apparently, say, I had a strange dream. I dreamed that I was going to have a meeting up there, and somehow or another, there is a meeting here and in a new church like. And he said, this new church, how it come out that he wondered why they wasn't cooperating with the two, or something on that way. And he said he was standing here till, well, I've been here. I just wait and I will start the service. I said, a man come through the building with a brown suit on and a book. I think he was writing. And he told Brother Bella, said, this is a closed meeting. It is only for deacons and trustees. Well, he kind of felt a little step home. So he went out the door of the new church, the church that had been erected, or the one repaired, fixed over. And when he went outside, it was snowing. But bad weather, winter time. And none of these people know nothing about this. And when he went out of the door, I was standing there looking westward. I said, don't fear step home, Brother Pane. I will direct you what you should do. And Brother Pane and any of the rest of them know I never told them no interpretation. It is right now. Yet some seen it when they will speak it. Did you seen it when they will speak it? Brother Abraham saw the dream even they were telling him. Yet he heard the interpretation to himself. Now he was giving the interpretation when he started the sermon. Sars! Because he looked at the sixth dream and the seventh vision that he had, he knew God was pointing to something. That was why he gave the title of that sermon, Sars. Is it the sign of the end that we are at the end? May the Lord be our help. God's prayer in our lives again. We continue. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads. God bless
you. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for bringing us to the beginning of another week. We thank you for the wisdom that just ended and the services and the blessings that we received. We are very grateful to you. Lord Jesus, we We are Gentiles. You promise you're taking people to yourself among the Gentiles. And that is why, O God, that you have sent a dedicated prophet across our path. Are you that talk to us about a prophet also talk to us about how to identify a true prophet that called from you? And we have seen these things in the life of this man. Without a change, without a failure, he will always ask us. The tens of thousands that have spoken these things, has any of them failed? And that is the identification of a true prophet of God. If there's still any doubt anywhere, Lord Jesus, you are the only one who knows how to help such a one.
Yes.
Remove doubts. Give us faith. Give us revelation. Give us conviction in our hearts to follow this message, Lord, in its entirety.
Yes.
Wherever we are lacking, O God, we look unto you, because you are the only one, O God, that can help us. Help us, O Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Thank you for the interpretation of dreams that your prophet has brought. Lord Jesus, there is no way, there's just no way that we can doubt your prophet, because there is no proof, scripturally speaking, to doubt him. Just help us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He has taught us that this message lays in the rapture faith. As we feed on it on a daily basis, where correction comes, where instruction comes, where rebuke comes, where doctrine comes, Father, just help us, O God, to accumulate all that we might be what you want us to be. Bless your servant that you have used. We look forward unto you for more of your blessings in the upcoming service. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.